Good day, everybody. I haven't done an audio boo in a long time, but I wanted to start it up again. You're on another road trip with me here, so bear with me if you hear a lot of clicking turn signals and whatnot. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about positioning yourself for success. I'm not the biggest success story in the world, but considering where I came from, which was just the gutter of Salina, Kansas, you know, things have happened in my life. You know, I've managed to pull off some things. But, and I talk about myself because I know myself and my experiences, and I can look back on them more than anything else. I'm sure I could find other examples, but, you know, I could talk about me easier. So, anyway, positioning yourself for success. I can tell you a few stories here where at different times in my life, I, not knowing it was going to be anything, was able to position myself in a place where it led to something else. Most recently, I've been working for the Science Channel. I've told this story a few times online, but one day I was just driving around in a neighborhood, and I saw these guys with cameras, like just handheld cameras, like they were shooting a movie or something, which reminded me of back when I used to do that with my friends when we were teenagers, you know. And so I thought, like, I don't really know anybody. I moved to Portland, Maine a couple years ago, and I don't really know anybody. These guys are making movies or something, so, you know, get to know the local creative people. So I went and talked to them, and it turns out they actually work for Lone Wolf Documentary Group, which is a company that's making shows for, like, the Science Channel and History and Nova and National Geographic. And so I was blown away by all the stuff that they had actually accomplished already. And they were looking for artists at the time to do, like, motion comics type stuff. So after 2 years of kind of talking back and forth with them, developing some things and things like that, it led to me working on Meteorite Men for the Science Channel, doing the intro graphics and stuff. And then that led to one of the executive producers of Lone Wolf moved out to L.A. and became the exec producer for the Science Channel. And he hired me on for Ridley Scott's Prophets of Science Fiction. Now, if I would have just kept driving down the street and just been like, ah, you know, who are those guys? Or I'm too busy to stop right now. It wouldn't have led to that. And there are plenty of examples of when that's probably happened, where I was too stressed or too busy and I didn't stop for whatever reason or didn't take some chance. But in that particular case, I did. And, you know, and it worked out great. So you never know when an opportunity is going to be there. Even when I met Renee, my wife, I almost didn't go to San Diego Comic-Con that year. I was stressed. It was too much money. It was just too much of a hassle to try. I was in Kansas at the time. I would have to travel out to California, and I just didn't feel like going. I'd been up all night the night before and had kind of decided not to go. And then at the last minute, I decided, okay, I'm just going to go for it and go. And, I did. And I went out there and I met Renee for the first time and pretty much fell in love right away. And, we also started working for Topps doing the Lord of the Rings card set. At the same show, and we made a bunch of other cool connections and met friends and all kinds of stuff, and that led to, you know, obviously a whole new life for me. I married Renee at the same Comic-Con, and just all sorts of things have happened from our life since then. So if I hadn't just gotten off my butt and gone to Comic-Con that time to try to make something happen for myself, I might still be in Kansas, just, you know, at my dad's house even. I don't even know what I'd be doing. I was pretty much a hermit back then. So, another example is back before that, me and some of my friends in Kansas, we, heard about a movie that was being made nearby. And so we went to go check it out, and it turns out it was actually a real film crew from LA. The assistant director, Lewis Tockett, the director was the assistant director of Titanic. And he was directing this movie, and anyway, we went out there, and it was just a horror movie that we were shooting and stuff, and it still hasn't gone to theaters or DVD or anything, but from that, like, we've gotten so many jobs and so many opportunities, and two of my friends actually ended up working out in LA, and one of them worked at Warner Brothers because of his connections through that, and if we would have, you know, not driven out there and tried to get onto the movie, it wouldn't have happened, so... even with comics, with lettering and stuff, like, that's how I got my start, and it's because I positioned myself to have samples out there. So anyway, if you just go for opportunities, if you just put yourself out there in whatever way you can, all kinds of amazing things can come from it. So I think I'm out of time here, but have a good day.